Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Yesterday, we attended our niece's wedding in Kearney, and today is Beth and I's 23rd anniversary. If I'd been asked, I might have mentioned to the young folks that this time of year is a great time to get married, but it can be tough to find any time to celebrate anniversaries. Trying to find time around the kids going back to school schedules can be quite a challenge. A few years back, when we had been able to get away, Beth and I were watching country music videos in our motel room. I hadn't been too impressed with that crop of musical performers and made the comment to her that if I had 6 more brain cells, I'd write her a song. Well, I still haven't sprouted enough gray matter to become a musician, but I was inspired to write this poem, which I call 6 More Brain Cells. It could have been the lead in the paint upon the walls in the home where I lived as a child, or it could have been the fluids I ingested in myself in my youth when I was proven I was wild. It might have been the kick in the head, or at least that's what Big Brother said, that I took at the Dunning Rodeo, or fallen on my noggin when my horse he did quit jogging. My dear, I guess that we will never know. The possibilities for my deficiencies are too numerous to count. It's anybody's guess where things went wrong. I could be on the brink of greatness, but the tune just won't come out. If I had 6 more brain cells, I'd write you a song. If I had 6 more brain cells, I'd write you a song with a tune just as pretty as can be. But if you had 6 more brain cells, well, things could be all wrong, because you might not have married me. If I had the knowledge in me, I would write for you a song, and I'd tell the world of my love so true. But I must use the gifts God's given me, even though I won't make history. I hope this silly poem will do. It might have been the pesticides on my vegetables or the hormone in my steak. Yes, the world can be a scary place indeed. But the Lord knew me in my mother's womb, and he conquered death in that old tomb, and he promised me I'll have just what I need. So if I had 6 more brain cells, I'd write for him a song and tell the world of his love so true. But if he wants me to sing, he could make my voice like the angels ring. With his power, there's nothing he can't do. Some days I can hardly wait for the moment I cross heaven's gate, and I will be made perfect in every way. Yet there's a reason I'm still here, and I'm thankful for this life so dear, and I'm going to enjoy each and every day. Now I do not know the reason for the timing of the seasons. There are things that my mind cannot comprehend. But I know I was created, even though that is debated, by the one who is the beginning and the end. And if I had 6 more brain cells, I might get it all wrong. On my own knowledge I would rely. I'm created in his image. He has forgiven every blemish. Thank you, Lord, forgiven me just enough to get me by. Thanks for riding along this week on Homegrown. Hope you can join us next time. If you get a chance, stop by the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. Please join me next time for another edition of Homegrown.